Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner. Today's show is a repeat of a show from 2019. The topic is AFN, American Forces Network, the military radio station of the United States. So many in Germany, like myself, grew up with local AFN stations all over the country, like in Frankfurt, Kaiserslautern, Stuttgart, or in my case, Nuremberg, my hometown. And the reason why I want to replay this show is that George Smith, who I visited at the AFN Broadcast Center in Riverside, California, was several times stationed in Nuremberg and worked there as an AFN DJ. And George recently wrote a fantastic book about his time with American Forces Network called Soldier of the Airwaves, Defending Democracy One Song at a Time. Today it's all about AFN, American Forces Network, the radio station that was aimed for the US military stationed in Germany. But AFN had a huge so-called shadow audience. Germans. AFN had stations in Berlin and Frankfurt, in Bremen and Munich, in Stuttgart and K-Town, that's Kaiserslautern, and of course in my hometown Nuremberg.
It's 4:31, this is Specialist Michael Kimmerle on the Tower Powers Drive Time, and we've got a power surge. It's going to bring you Gary Nunn's Nonsense About Stickers, expecting a call from Free to the Famous Bert Farmer, and this song for the 45th Ordnance in Nuremberg, Foghats.
With the Allied forces after World War II came the radio programs in the occupied territories. Next to AFN, the British Army broadcaster BFBS, and also the Canadians, CAE.
This is Canadian Forces Radio, CAE in Berle, Germany. Stay tuned for Pops on Parade.
But I will focus today on AFN, because I also grew up in Nuremberg with their music and their sound. Like me, many Germans owe their American musical education to the AFN stations across the country. AFN brought jazz, blues, country, soul and rock and roll to Germany. Their broadcasts were different to German public radio, especially in the 60s and 70s. Erock is a well-known musician in Germany. He was the drummer of the legendary band Grobschnitt. He grew up in the Hagen area, that's in the western part of Germany. And he listened in to BFBS, CAE and AFN.
Ja, die Bedeutung, die einem jungen Menschen, der gerade mal das Radio entdeckt, in der Form näher kommt, dass sie gute Musik gemacht haben. Ich hatte Röhrenradios als Kind. Mein erstes hatte ich geschenkt bekommen und habe so lange gedreht, bis mir die Musik gefiel.
You can't overestimate the importance of these programs, he says. As a child, he had a tube radio and was searching for good music and came across AFN Frankfurt on the AM dial, which had a very strong signal. There was always something going on, but you had to work hard to listen in, he remembers, like installing extra antennas, earthing them on the heater, climbing around to find the best spot, so he could listen to his favorite music of the time.
Heizungsrohre als Erde anschließen, damit das einigermaßen reinkam. Aber das hatte ich dann alles mir selber beigebracht und konnte dann auch den ganzen Tag eben meine Lieblingsmusik hören.
Hot down summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty pretty. Been down, living in a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk, hot out of my shed. Look around, it's a different world. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool down, leaving in the city. Dressed so fine and you're looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Children weeding at the bus stop, running upstairs. Gonna meet you on the rooftop. Look around, it's a different world. Go on, find a girl. Come on, dance all night. You dance with me, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city.
Ja, unumwunden, ja, auf jeden Fall. Die haben uns geprägt. Nach dem Krieg wurde ja Deutschland in die sogenannten Zonen aufgeteilt und die Soldatensender wurden auch in Zonen aufgeteilt. Im Norden war eben mehr der BFBS, die Engländer, im Süden waren die Amerikaner.
Erich remembers that AFN and the other Allied Army stations were important to young kids growing up. In his area, you could listen to BFBS on the FM dial, shows like the Top 20 from England or Brian Matthew with Swinging London. He says that later on, when he became a musician himself and traveled around Germany, one was able to hear if a band came from the northern or the southern part of the country. Because in southern Germany, AFN was broadcast and many bands had this more funky and soul sound in their music. In northern Germany, there were more bands who did more musical crafting in the direction of Yes or Genesis. Erich thinks that the youth culture, especially the musical youth culture, was highly influenced by those army stations.
Also, ich würde sagen, die Jugendkultur und die musikalische Jugendkultur ist durch diese Soldatenländer entscheidend geprägt, wenn nicht sogar erstmal gemacht worden.
Ah! aching all over.
American Forces Network was not just a radio station playing great music, or at least music you wouldn't hear on German radio. Many listeners, like Erok, bettered their English while listening to the broadcast, recording the shows, finding new music, talking with friends about what they have heard. But not just that. I think the most important fact about AFN was that through these programs a very positive idea about America was presented and spread around the country. They also established German-American Friendship Weeks, says Erok. They tried to reach out to the German population as well. He would say that intentionally or unintentionally, AFN became cultural ambassadors. One doesn't necessarily have to completely like the American culture, but you have to see where Germans came from back then. Radio Moscow was on the AM dial. The worst was, remembers Erok, that Radio Moscow tried to jam AFN signal in the afternoon. They were broadcasting from Leningrad with 150 kilowatt on the 873 AFN Frankfurt band.
From its Frankfurt studios, the American Forces Network presents...
AFN Frankfurt responded in the evening, turning the antenna slightly north, so the disturbance, a whistling sound, was somehow cut out. That was at the heydays of the Cold War, and it showed that the Russians didn't like this easygoing, happy music. They played their Don Cossacks, but Erok thinks the Americans found a better way to reach Germans.
Ich denke, die Amerikaner haben da den besseren Weg nach Deutschland gebracht, die Russen nicht.
Bist du allein von allen Freunden verlassen, dann geh in die Stadt.
Downtown.
Da, wo das Leben überall in den Straßen so viel Lichter hat.
Downtown.
Vergiss im bunten Neonschein die Stunden deiner Sorgen und hör die Großstadtmelodie bis in den frühen Morgen. Sei wieder froh. Da ist alles für dich da, da wirst du Dinge erleben, die sind wunderbar, come on.
Downtown,
so viel Gesichter, oh,
downtown,
so viele Lichter, oh,
downtown,
sie alle laden dich ein.
Downtown.
Bist du allein, weil keine Blicke dich grüßen, dann geh in die Stadt.
Downtown.
Bist du allein, weil keine Lippen dich küssen, dann geh in die Stadt.
Downtown.
Vergiss im bunten Neonschein die Stunden deiner Sorgen und hör die Großstadtmelodie bis in den frühen Morgen. Sei wieder froh. Da ist alles für dich da, da wirst du Dinge erleben, die sind wunderbar, come on.
Downtown.
sind irgendwo. Wirst du vielleicht mich dort sehen, wenn wir uns beide begegnen? Das wäre schön.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not made of wood and I don't have a wooden heart. Moose again, Städtelein aus, und du mein Schatz bleibst hier. Muss ich denn, zum Städtelein aus, Städtelein aus, und du mein Schatz bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine, it was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, wie du wirklich sollst, 'cause I don't have a word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from Frankfurt, Germany, and our very special guest is Sergeant Elvis Presley. Elvis, it's nice to see you.
Oh, thank you very much, Johnny. It's nice to be here.
Elvis, what are your plans now that you are about to leave the Army?
Well, the first thing I plan to do, naturally, is to go home. And then after that, I have a television show with Frank Sinatra sometime in the latter part of April. And then I start working on the picture, G.I. Blues. And after that, heaven knows I don't.
Elvis Presley, do you feel that the Army did anything for you?
Yes, I certainly do. In a lot of ways, it's been a good experience. I've made a lot of friends I never would have made otherwise.
Well, good afternoon, you sir. Welcome to a holiday open house with specialist Tim Guyman. From AFN Nuremberg, right now going trippingly through the magical year of 1973.
American Forces Radio.
I've been working with AFN in one way or another for about 40 years. So one of the highlights of my life was working in Nuremberg, Germany. And I worked there twice. Once I was a DJ from 1979 to 1981, and I went by the name of Gorgeous George. So I was the morning DJ there, and people would never remember a name like George Smith, too ordinary. So I used the name Gorgeous George, and people remembered that. And I'd always make fun of myself by saying, it's a name that people gave me because I really looked like a bald albino dwarf at the time Yoda was out from Star Wars. So I was saying I looked like Yoda. But that's the name they gave me, and people would remember it.
Researching for this show, I contacted AFN, and I got a mail back from George Smith, who told me that he used to be an AFN DJ based in Nuremberg, my hometown. So it didn't take me long to think about visiting him at the headquarters in Riverside, south of LA. From there, AFN today is sending out their signals to the armed forces around the world.
AFN's mission is we provide entertainment and information to the American military wherever they are in the world. And when I was in Nuremberg, there was a lot of U.S. military people stationed in Nuremberg. There were places like, well, we broadcast to Erlangen, we broadcast to Merrill Barracks, we broadcast to Foyt Army Airfield, and places like Amberg, Bamberg, Würzburg, and all of these areas had military personnel. So our whole job was to be there for the American military and their families and DoD civilians. And the fact that Germans listened in, well, that was a nice surprise, but we weren't trying to reach them, even though they listened.
AFN Nuremberg used to broadcast for decades from right across the main train station from the Bavarian American Hotel. George Smith recognized right away that they had a huge shadow audience. He was recognized by his voice when he took a cab or went to a squash center in his free time.
They go, hey, you're that gorgeous George guy from AFN. That's really cool.
And believe it or not, that wraps it up for a Saturday morning on AFN's Town and Country. Army Specialist Michael Homelius right here. Thank you for letting me in there. It's been a pleasure, and we hope to see you Monday morning at 5 o'clock on AFN's Town and Country. Until then, have a great weekend and enjoy all the wonderful weather we're having in Germany right now. And remember, AFN's with you 24 hours a day. Just stay country.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
We never did anything for our German target audience, but I was a single guy at the time, so if I had a call from a German woman and I tried my best to maybe play a song for her, if it fit our format. And honestly, what I would do is if it was a song that was coming up the next hour or so, well, I would just swap the song that she wanted to hear that hour instead of the next hour. But I never broke format. We always played music that was designed for the American military serving overseas. What is very important for the American military wherever we went is that officially we were only broadcasting to the American military overseas. But we also unofficially knew that we were kind of ambassadors to our German neighbors and Germany in general, is that we brought American culture and American music with us, and they were very interested. So we were doing country building one song at a time, and we go out to Consumenta, and we go out to these different fests, and we would show them what America was all about, and they'd go, wow, we love American food, we love American music, we love America. And so unofficially, we were doing cultural work.
Von Virginia zog ich gerne in die weite Welt hinaus, aber draußen in der Ferne, da sieht alles anders aus. In Virginia, kann ich wieder glücklich sein, bei den Freunden, bei den Lieben, bin ich nie mehr so allein. In der Stadt der fremden Straßen gibt mir keiner seine Hand, und das Glück hat mich verlassen. Ich bin arm und unbekannt. In Virginia, kann ich wieder glücklich sein, bei den Freunden, bei den Lieben, bin ich nie mehr so allein. Bei den Freunden, bei den Lieben, bin ich nie mehr so allein.
But the things that I really like about what I was doing back then is that people were so appreciative of what you did. And I can remember the one story of when I was working as a DJ in the Bavarian American Hotel, someone rang the bell. And what it was, I don't know who's there, but they came up and it was a German accompanied by an American officer. And this individual was in East Germany when there was an East and West Germany. And he had escaped across the border to West Germany. And I told him, well, why were you listening to us? You can listen to Voice of America. You can listen to German radio stations. Why were you listening to us? He said, well, the music's exciting. And you were an American soldier talking to an American soldier. And I knew that you wouldn't lie to another soldier. What you were saying is true. And we loved the music. And he said, one of the reasons I came to West Germany is I wanted to be part of this free country where people could do what you guys do. So I just wanted to come by and say thank you for your radio broadcast. It helped change my life.
This is Paul Matko at the AFN Central News Desk in Frankfurt. We've been receiving several reports for the past few minutes from both the Associated Press and United Press International that an agreement apparently has been reached in the crisis to free the American hostages in Iran. First, this word from the Associated Press. Iran's chief hostage negotiator says that Iran and the United States have reached a final agreement on resolving the 14-month-old hostage crisis. That report was from the Iranian news agency PARS. So far, there's been no official word from Washington or the State Department.
AFN was kind of just another station, first on the AM and later on the FM dial in Nuremberg. The big difference was the radio host spoke English, had a different playlist, were much looser in what they did. Not everybody realized right away that this was actually a military broadcaster.
There was a time in AFN's history when a lot of the DJs you heard on the air didn't have a military rank. It would be Wolfman Jack, Casey Kasem, Don Tracy, Laurie Allen, and many of our military DJs didn't call themselves by a rank. I was going by Gorgeous George. Okay, there's no military rank associated with that, but the name I was using is Gorgeous George.
Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and I'm here to count down the most popular songs in the USA.
When you just hear this in the radio, you don't know that you're affiliated with the military necessarily. And I'd get calls from Germans and Americans that said, hey, can I talk to Wolfman Jack? Or, hey, can you put Casey Kasem on the phone? I want to ask for a song. And what they didn't realize at this time, Wolfman Jack was a record. He did his show in California, in Riverside, California, where I work now. And you'd play one record, and then the second record would play. He was recorded. But people, when you do the show, you don't say, hi, this is Wolfman Jack. I'm pre-recorded from California. You go, hi, Wolfman Jack, how are you doing? Glad you're with me today. And radio is a very personalized thing. You talk one-on-one to someone. So some people knew we were in the military. Obviously, some didn't.
This is Will, baby, stuck in the middle with you. Oh, let me take a minute here to plug my new stage show I got together, you understand? Between my managers and my record company and the old Wolfman, we're going to have one spectacular show.
AFN, Frankfurt.
AFN was the station for the US military personnel. They played the music from back home at specialty shows. They had their format. But still, some DJs were able to include some different songs into their music mix. There were hardly any German bands on AFN, but Grobschnitt somehow made it and were even invited for an interview at AFN Frankfurt.
You can go wrong.
Well, whether or not you can go wrong remains to be seen. Welcome into the warm Nightside on a Monday evening. After some heart palpitations, our special guests have shown up. We've got Eric, Mist, and Tony aus Grobschnitt. And hello. Welcome into the Abend, so to speak.
Hello, hello,
hello!
If the gentlemen sound a little charged up, it's because they have just finished a rather hectic evening's worth of work as Miss knocks Tony over into Eric and vice versa. And let's begin with what is probably an obvious question for you, which is, why is it Grobschnitt and not Feinschnitt or Querschnitt?
Oh, that's a very hard question. Well, Grobschnitt has a very old origin. You know, the name Grobschnitt comes from an old group of soldiers from 1916, which was acting in the music scene in the place where we live. And they called themselves Kapelle Grobschnitt, and one of those guys was the grandfather of our Tony here. And someday he brought along an old photograph from this group, and we liked the name, and so we called ourselves Grobschnitt.
Now, how far back does this configuration, do the guys that are in Grobschnitt now go? Obviously, you don't go back as far as 1916.
No. The group was founded in 1966 by three members, called Lupo, Wildschwein and me, and that's now 15 years ago, and the group called Grobschnitt in 1971. Before we were called the Crew Blues Session, a very old blues group, and then we developed, and now we are Grobschnitt since about 8 years.
Now, for Americans who are not familiar with Grobschnitt, this is an unfair comparison. When I first saw you and heard you, I said, you're like a German version of the Grateful Dead. Not that you sound like the Dead, because you don't, but there's it's a whole family kind of, everybody who works with Grobschnitt is on stage in the albums. Is that the kind of feel you went for? Is this what sets Grobschnitt apart from other music bands of any country?
I hope so.
Bei den Amerikanern sind wir durch Zufall reingekommen, weil mit meiner Band Grobschnitt wurden wir dort zu einem Interview eingeladen, direkt nach Frankfurt in the headquarters.
A-Rock remembers that they got the interview at the AFN headquarters in Frankfurt by accident. The people at the station were all in uniform, and Grobschnitt came as a colorful bunch to the radio studios right after a three-hour-long concert. A-Rock remembers with a smile that some high-ranking officer greeted them with a salute, and they took this as an invitation to march, links 2, 3, 4, in a goose step around. The interview was great, he says. Later on, they were invited back for another interview, this time at AFN Berlin, done by Air Force Sergeant Rick Delisle.
Sehr, sehr netter, freundlicher, musikbegeisterter Mensch. Der hat also ein schönes Interview mit uns gemacht. Und das zweite Interview war dann bei Air Force Sergeant Rick Delisle, den man ja kennt, von Plattenproduktion, der uns dann in Berlin für AFN Berlin interviewt hat. Das ist auch alles sehr, sehr, sehr locker gelaufen.
And we are back, as opposed to front, 20 minutes after the hour on a Monday evening. We've got Eric, Mist, and Tony, and for those watching it, if you're not watching in color on your radio, Tony is a sight for sore eyes. He's just magnificent with his tiger, snake, or whatever that is around your neck, Tony.
This is Anaconda! His name is Anna! I was a great fighter.
Like I said, it's a loose crowd tonight that sails on the good ship Nightside. And if I can be serious, probably the only one in the studio at the moment who is, all the material is credited to Grobschnitt. Does everyone write everything, or do you, Eric, supply words to a certain amount of the material, or does Mist come up with the words, or Wildschwein?
Well, the normal way it goes, it's the group is composing all together the music, and finally we add the text to the songs. I'm adding some text material on the new album, and Mist, our organ player, our keyboard player, did so, and that's the way it works.
Because considering how much time you spend on the road, at least from what I can see of your upcoming concert tour and past concert tours, when does the band find time to write? Can you write on the road?
No, that's impossible. You see, our tour is going about 2 months in October and November and a little bit of December. And the rest of the year, we've got enough time to make new stuff. We got time for composing and time for recording new records and so on. You know, we only go on the road for 2 months in a year.
Do you enjoy live performance? Do you need it?
Yes.
I mean, it gives
no
you some
question.
gives you some place to wear all those costumes to. I know that, but
yeah,
you know, because a lot of bands, I ask that, they're like, all right, what I want to do while we're sitting here drinking Coca-Cola is play something again from the new album. I think what I want to do is play it while we drink it and then ask you what you were doing. And we'll do that. There we go. That was our in-cue to start the record.
We have to play better music because we have better listeners.
In charge of the AFN Nuremberg station from 1987 till about 1992. So I was the guy that moved us from the Bavarian American Hotel to William O'Darby Kasern in Fürth. And then when we were in Fürth, the Gulf War ended and they said, we don't need your position right now. And that's when I became a newspaper editor for the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment in Merrill Barracks. And then they went away. And then they said, well, we'll have you go work for Frankfurt. And I became the chief of network radio for AFN in Frankfurt.
With the end of the Cold War, the US reduced the number of troops in Germany. In the wider Nuremberg area, almost all facilities and barracks were closed. With this came the end of many local AFN programs and the return of frequencies to the Germans. Today, AFN is still in Germany, but the impact on the German listening audience has faded. There's, though, a huge nostalgia about the old AFN days, and that is no surprise to George Smith of AFN, who has worked for the network for 40 years.
What's interesting when it comes to AFN's impact on Germany in particular, I can think of many examples of people from a certain generation that talk about AFN and how important it was to them. And there have been Green Party officials that say, at one time when we were in Frankfurt, they said, well, AFN, you can American military, you can leave, but AFN, we want you to stay. And I go, but AFN is part of the American military. If the American military leaves, we leave too. Well, no, the radio can stay, but the American military, you can leave. But we had talked people like Joachim Fischer and others that said that they learned English when they were growing up from AFN. And that's a huge thing. And it's this huge positive thing that AFN was over the years. But the younger generation, when I talk to younger Germans now, they go, what's AFN? They don't listen because they have choices. They've got their own German radio station to do that. But for a certain generation of German, it was a way to learn English. It was a way to expose to country music, jazz music. There was a group that was really big when I was in Nuremberg called Truck Stop. And Truck Stop even had a song where they wrote about missing AFN. And there were different fan clubs that formed that were all about AFN.
Es ist schon weit nach Mitternacht, mein Tag ist längst vorbei. Mir fallen gleich die Augen zu, verdammte Fahrerei. Der NDR bringt Tanzmusik, ich krieg nichts anderes rein. Das geht so durch bis 6 Uhr früh, ich glaub ich schlaf gleich ein.
Ich möchte so gern Dave Dudley hören, Hank Snow und Charlie Pride. Richtig schönen Country-Song, doch AFN ist weit. Ich möchte so gern Dave Dudley hören, Hank Snow und Charlie Pride. Richtig schönen Country-Song, doch AFN ist weit.
Schneesturm auf der Autobahn und vor mir keine Spur. Ich seh die blauen Schilder kaum und ahn die Fahrbahn nur. Drum nehm ich mir mein Funkgerät, Kanal 410. An alle hier spricht Gunther G., ich hab da ein Problem.
Ich möchte so gern Dave Dudley hören, Hank Snow und Charlie Pride. Richtig schönen Country-Song, doch AFN ist weit. Ich möchte so gern Dave Dudley hören, Hank Snow und Charlie Pride. Richtig schönen Country-Song, doch AFN ist weit.
Halt am nächsten Rasthof an und leg ne Pause ein. Ich schlaf am Tisch, ein Kellner kommt und fragt, was soll's denn sein? Ich schau ihn an und weiß genau, der Mann wird's nicht verstehen. Ich möchte weder Milchkaffee, noch will ich schwarzen Tee.
Ich möchte nur Dave Dudley hören, Hank Snow und Charlie Pride. Richtig schönen Country-Song, doch AFN ist weit. Ich möchte nur Dave Dudley hören, Hank Snow und Charlie Pride.
richtig schönen Country-Song auf AFN ist weit.
Ich trauere heute dem AFN immer noch hinterher, weil die haben Radio gemacht.
A-Rock still mourns the departure of AFN, because he says they made real radio. They did it with their heart. One could feel it, not like those stiff German public broadcasters back then. When somebody made a mistake on air or a record got stuck, nobody apologized for that at AFN. They just went on with their program. That's how music should be, easy and to make people happy. If you turn on your radio, you want to be entertained with music. Good times, not to get a lecture.
The American Forces Network Munich. For 30 years, we've been serving American forces in Bavaria. Today, AFN Munich has five transmitters to serve you. In Munich at 11.06 a.m., from Augsburg at 1394 a.m. and 100.4 FM. We serve AFRC in Garmisch at 1502 kHz and in Berchtesgaden at 1304. That's almost 70,000 watts of broadcast power, 365 days a year. Good morning, and from AFN Munich, have a nice day.
Game without a frame determination. Leave the juice
I myself grew up with American Forces Network. I listened in to a lot of shows. This was for me my first exposure to real American culture. When I started as a radio journalist in the early 90s, I visited the studios of AFN several times, reporting about their work. They moved from Nuremberg to Fürth, and finally when they said Auf Wiedersehen to the Nuremberg area and moved to Vielsegg, founding AFN Bavaria. There are no American military facilities anymore in the Nuremberg area. But still today, many Germans remember those good old radio times. AFN connected us with America and shaped our image of the US.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens with an intimate invitation to a pop party of the nation's most cherished chart busters as each and every week we count down the biggest hits in America on American Top 40. Hear it right here, each and every week on AFN Berlin.
Recommended by 4 out of 5 medics. Z88 FM Berlin. Start your day with Berlin's hottest mix, Z88.
That was today's Radio Goethe AFN special. If you like this story, you might want to read the book Soldier of the Airwaves by George Smith. Thank you so much for listening. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.